Thanksgiving meals in the last couple of years. We've either gone to friends' houses or just had something simple at home. So I'm a little out of practice. And with that, I find myself spending less time thinking about Thanksgiving. I don't have to shop. I don't have to do a meal plan. I'm not looking for new recipes. I'm not cooking for 3 days. And I found in the last few years, I'm ashamed to admit, I spend more time thinking about Black Friday than I do about Thanksgiving. And as a Christian, this is really conflicting to me. It's hard for me to see that on one day, we celebrate and give thanks for all that we have, and we count our blessings and we praise God. We go to bed, we wake up the next morning at an ungodly hour, and we list out all the things we can't live without, and we start to shop. This tension between Thanksgiving and Black Friday is hard to live with. And as a follower of God, it's something I struggle with. The scriptures are clear that we are to praise our Heavenly Father, to give thanks, to bow down, to come before Him with offering and gratitude. And yet so often, I feel my heart being tugged more towards what I don't have and want and longing instead of what I do have, love and gratitude. But we are commanded to give thanks. That's what our psalm today tells us to do, to come before the Lord and to praise His name. I don't believe that God told us to give thanks just for His sake. Yes, He deserves to be praised. Yes, I believe He loves to hear our adoration. But I think He told us to give thanks for our sake as well. That there's something in us that's transformed when we remember to count our blessings, when we see the good in life instead of the want. Studies show that those who are grateful, who practice gratitude, are happier, more joyful, more content in their life, and I would argue are better able to experience the fullness of God's blessings in our lives. So today, as we prepare ourselves, not for Black Friday, but for Thanksgiving, I want to talk about how we can have more thankful hearts, what it looks like for us to intentionally come before God with praise and to thank Him, not just this week, but as Leslie said, every single day of the year. So I have three simple thoughts on Thanksgiving I'd like to offer us today. And the first one is this. We have it so good. We have it so good. It's easy to get caught up in the American dream, to want that perfect house, that little picket fence, the marriage, the 2.4 children, the job that fulfills us and gives us satisfaction, as well as fills our bank account. We want our relationships to be without strife, the perfect family, children who always obey, always clean up after themselves, always express their love for you. Not a dish out of place, clean, ready for guests at all times. And we hold this expectation of the perfect American dream out there, maybe without realizing that nobody can obtain that. It's difficult when we're always comparing ourselves to others, trying to keep up with the Joneses. It's difficult when we set expectations that are so high that nobody could meet them. Because when we're constantly pursuing the unobtainable, then we only see what we're missing. We only see this little chunk that we can't reach, and we miss out on all the blessings God has already given us. When we forget how good we have it, we lose track of God's goodness, and we get frustrated and angry that we don't have everything we think we deserve. But I don't think we realize how good we really have it I was talking to Lori and Blythe Sabrin this week about Piece of Bread. They were telling me that in the winter, families often come early. They'll come at 3 o'clock, 3:30, right when the door opens, and they'll wait for 2 hours in our fellowship hall because it's warmer here than it is at their house. I think of the hats and the mittens that we collect and the coats that our town collects to give to elementary school students who otherwise would go without. Could you imagine not having gloves in the middle of winter? Or these food baskets that our church has so generously given today, that 66 people needed the help of others in order to celebrate Thanksgiving in the way that our country loves to celebrate Thanksgiving. We may not have everything that we want. Our health might not be as good as we want. Our finances might not be where we think they should be. We may be struggling in our friendships or our relationships. But we have it so good. And the challenge of Thanksgiving is to remember all the blessings God has already given us, instead of focusing on this little part that we still wish we had. But not only do we have it so good, we enjoy it so much. We enjoy it so much. Here in America, we like to do it up. We celebrate right. We overindulge, one might say, in the good things of life. Vacation, houses, luxuries, food. We like our lives supersized. Supersized meals, supersized entertainment centers, supersized waistlines. We like to play it up. Think about how we approach the Thanksgiving meal each year. Don't you dare say the word diet to me on Thursday. We don't just have a simple turkey with a little side salad. We do a turkey and gravy, mashed potatoes, stuffing, green bean casserole, salad, rolls, cranberry sauce, dessert. We do dessert here. Apple pie from the Christian school, pumpkin pie covered in whipped cream, pecan pie, chocolate pie, goodies, fudge. We go all out on Thanksgiving. And I would bet most of us will eat more than we'd like to admit. We'll eat and eat and eat until we don't want to move anymore. And boy, does it feel good. It is good to enjoy the blessings that God has given us. It is good to appreciate all the luxuries that we have right here, right now. But it's dangerous as well. It's dangerous when we become so focused on the things we have that we lose sight of where they come from. It's dangerous when we become so focused on our possessions, our houses, the parties and luxuries we get to experience, but we forget our Heavenly Father. It is good to appreciate the gifts, but we must also thank the giver. The book of James tells us that every good and perfect gift is from above. Every good and perfect gift is from above. All these things that we're celebrating this week, all the luxuries that we get, time with family and friends, the opportunity to eat and be warm, the chance to work, to rest, to play. All of these are gifts from God. And in our appreciation of these gifts, we can't forget the one who gave them to us. So not only do we have it so good and we enjoy it so much, we express it so little. It's hard for us to give thanks, especially when things are difficult. It's hard for us to recognize gifts when they're put in front of us and to praise God for them. There was a Charlie Brown cartoon a number of years ago around Thanksgiving time. And it shows Charlie Brown bringing in a bowl of dog food for Snoopy. And Snoopy's sitting here and he's looking at his dog food. And then he's looking at the table with the turkey and all the trimmings for Thanksgiving. His dog food, turkey and trimmings, dog food, turkey and trimmings. And he says, why do I have to eat the same old dog food when the people get to feast? And he thinks for a moment, and then he says, well, it could be worse. I could be a turkey. It's hard for us to see the good in some situations. It's hard for us to give thanks when maybe we don't feel as blessed as we should be. But that is the challenge before us. I heard about a man in Los Angeles who found a parking ticket sitting on the side of the street. And most of us do as much as we can to get away from parking tickets and just run the other direction. But this man saw the parking ticket and he worried that the person who had received it didn't see it. So he paid the ticket for them and sent in a little note and says, I want to pay this in gratitude for all the times that I stayed longer than I should have in my parking spot and didn't receive a ticket. How is that for gratitude? To take a situation where we all hate and voluntarily put yourself in it because you want to be thankful for the blessings in your own life. 1 Thessalonians 5 says that we are to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. How good are we at doing that? At thanking God when we don't realize how blessed we are, and thanking God when there might be a real need that is lacking in your life. How good are we at thanking God both in the joyful times and in the sorrowful ones, in the times of plenty, in the times of want, in the times of celebration, in the times of mourning. How good are we at thanking God in all circumstances? I have a friend on Facebook. She's a Presbyterian pastor. And all this year, she's been participating in the 365-day gratitude challenge. So every morning, she posts something that she's thankful for on Facebook. It started off as you would expect, thanking God for friends, family, health, her job. But after she got past those big blessings in life, she really had to work hard at coming up with how God was blessing her each and every day. And I am so inspired by the blessings she sees in her life now. She thanks God for being able to go for a walk with her husband, a good cup of tea, spending some time with her dog, being able to read a good book. How good are we at seeing those little blessings in our own life and giving thanks for them? As Christians, we have been blessed so much, and we know the giver of these blessings. Our souls cry out to give thanks to God. We just have to get out of our own way and let them. I want to reread Psalm 100 to you, and I invite you to listen to how we are instructed to give thanks, how God is teaching us to praise his name, how we are to respond to his blessings in our lives. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations. God has blessed us, and it is our duty as Christians to respond, not only because God deserves our praise, but because it's what's right for us. In praising God, in focusing our lives on what is good instead of what is lacking, in focusing our lives on a spirit of gratitude instead of a spirit of complaint, we are drawn more into worship. We are drawn more into the blessings of this world, and our hearts are transformed. My challenge to you this week and every week is to find a way that you can intentionally turn your hearts towards gratitude. Maybe that means as you gather at your Thanksgiving table this week, that you see who can list the most things that they're thankful for. Maybe it means as you find yourself throughout the week thinking negative things or wishing you had more, that you stop right there and give thanks for something that God has already blessed you with. Or maybe you participate in the gratitude challenge like my friend did and try to think of something every single day this year that you are thankful for. There are so many ways to give thanks, and we are called to give thanks to our Heavenly Father. Let us dedicate ourselves to that this week. Please join me in prayer. God, we thank you for all the blessings of our lives, our friends, our families, the chance to have warm homes, to have a place to worship you. God, but we want to thank you now for the little things as well. And in the silence of our hearts, let us spend a moment thanking you for what you have done. God, we love you and we praise you. We offer our lives to you. In your name we pray.